The Truth News Network. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Well, you can. But why would you want to? Dan Newman.
You know, I think Pete probably should have left out that second line where he said, you probably could live without him. I don't think you can. I don't want you to, for sure. And I surely would be hurt if I felt that you wanted to or even thought you could. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Glad to have you along here today. And climate change is back in the center of everything, only to be displaced in tomorrow's offering, where we analyze the latest going on regarding that Ukraine conversation between the Ukrainian president and President Donald Trump, in which it's alleged by a purported whistleblower, who turns out not to be a whistleblower at all. Whistleblower means someone who personally identifies and sees or hears real wrongdoing and reports it anonymously to their superiors. And the purpose for doing that is to encourage people that see government wrongdoing to speak up, and knowing they're going to be kept anonymous so nobody can know who they are and there can be no retribution for it. In this case, it appears the person who came forward, who really wasn't a whistleblower, why? Because they didn't have firsthand information about that phone call. They weren't involved in the phone call. Purportedly, someone told them what was included in that phone call. So we'll get into all of that tomorrow. But today we're talking about climate change back in the middle of the conversation. Here we go again. It's never ending. Climate change. One thing we've learned since the 2018 midterm elections, if we didn't already know it, climate change concern on the part of most of those on the left is real, and it's dramatic. Notice I said climate change concern is real, and it's dramatic. The PS to that is, for a generation now, leftist educators in every country on earth have been teaching our children that climate change is not only real, but it's also an existential threat to the future of all mankind. And of course, our kids believe what their teachers tell them. Where have we been, Mom and Dad? Our kids and my grandkids, and some of you listening in today or reading this have grandkids as well. Our kids are all hearing this every day from those to whom we've entrusted the hearts and minds of our most prized assets, our children, only to now find out that this religion of climate change has been shoved down their throats from those in what was formerly one of the most revered careers any person could choose, education. We trusted them, and they taught our kids what their moms and dads from the 60s era were taught by radicals that, though were few in number, preached a magnetic message. How can we forget the Vietnam War protests, the Free Love Movement, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn bombing police stations, sit-ins, and the protesters killed by police at Kent State University? Now that it has been exposed to us, it all makes sense. Or does it?
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not. Thank you.
That's 16-year-old Greta Thunberg from Sweden, She set the climate change world on fire with the anger, certainty, and confidence in her speech you just heard a snippet from to the United Nations. She has, in her native Sweden, been a climate change activist for some time now, missing school every Friday as her personal protest to attend various climate change events around Sweden. The 16-year-old Swedish schoolgirl, who set sail from Plymouth, England on August 14th of this year, was greeted by cheers, chants, and singing as her silver sailboat, the Malizia II, cruised past the Statue of Liberty through choppy waves and rain to drop anchor in Manhattan's Yacht Harbor before her United Nations speech. Thunberg, who has Asperger's syndrome, which is a version of autism, was named one of Time magazine's most influential teens of 2018. She has set the climate change world on fire. But sadly, folks, it's a hoax. Whew, heavy sigh. Yeah, it is. But wait, do I know something that no one else knows? Or are climate change loyalists deluded? Are they going down the wrong path? Several days ago, TruthNewsNetwork.org published a list of about 41 climate change predictions made over the past few decades. Every one of those predictions was wrong. Not partially wrong, not almost wrong, flat out wrong. The truth is, there are far more than those than we published. At latest count, 71 climate change predictions were made since the 60s, and not one of them has come true. No, we're not going to exhaust you by listing them all and giving you their details. That's all immaterial. There are a few absolutes that we need to express before we move on. They shove report after report in our faces that have been prepared by pro-environmental experts. They, in this case, are the climate change crowd. Some of those experts that create those reports are actually scientists, but most of those experts are making predictions and conclusions based on obvious and natural outcomes that we see now and have seen play out in nature, concluding if those happen, then certainly the natural results of the same factors that are only more intense will produce the same results, but even worse. Let me ask one important question. Where does all this go in days and years ahead? How serious is it? Climate change? Should we join in the movement? And if we do not, what message does that send to our children? So, you want to know the truth? Zealots have made climate change more than any environmental issue. It's much more. It's become environmental. It's become social, political, and economic in nature. Few things in our lives cross such a vast spectrum of life itself, and the zealots know that. They also know that science is inconclusive, at best, on the matter, and are using that to drive a primarily political agenda. They are hell-bent on power. Environmental issues are indeed serious, at least those that we can control. We can certainly control pollution, as an example. There are billions of pounds of waste that blot the landscape of the United States and other countries around the world that could be prevented, at least in part. We can lessen the impact on the environment of caustic elements and materials that commercial production now spew into the atmosphere 24/7. You know, like factories, mills, and industrial plants. We can continue to find new types of renewable energy. Get those online, all to help reduce damage caused by fossil fuel production. We can be successful at all of these and a whole lot more. But even so, listen closely to this sentence. We cannot take control and operate the Earth's environment. And anyone that says that we can is trying to perpetuate a hoax. The questions that are asked so often by those who are not sold out to climate change are, how can we afford the obvious staggering expense necessary to fund real climate change? Who can and who is going to take responsibility for that process? Who is going to devise the process itself? How long will it take? And what are the known expected results? Let's try to answer these. Can we afford it? I'm not a scientist, but I am something of a business economist. I do not know all of the factors that must go into determining an expense and if it's affordable regarding climate change. But based on the little we know, and that the climate change advocates themselves already are certain of, we simply cannot afford the cost. For the United States, the initial cost estimates are about $10 trillion a year, which is 3 times the U.S. total gross domestic product. In other words, the U.S. would be required to produce the exact same revenue as being produced today, and then add twice that amount each year on top of it just to pay for climate change. And that doesn't even include the current normal operating budget of the U.S. Who would take responsibility for the project? Conventional wisdom is the United Nations. God forbid we would empower and trust the UN with so much of American money to spend on this or any other project. The United Nations is perpetually racked with fraudulent financial event after another. Graft and corruption are rampant. And the U.S. has very little say-so over what the UN does. That would mean immediate failure. Who will devise the process? Scientists from numerous countries have provided massive amounts of data supporting climate change. Of course, there are scientists from numerous countries that have provided massive amounts of data discounting climate change. Who's right? Who knows? The problem about process is that there being no real consensus on whether or not there really is anything we can do that can actually impact climate change. At best, no matter what these scientists say on either side, their conclusions are conclusions not made from actual facts, but are made from opinions drawn from a certain set of data, knowing all the while there are exactly opposite opinions from scientists based on another certain set of data. Knowing that, who should be tasked for the job? And finally, there really are not any known expected results. There are hopes, there are projections that are made, but there are no known results. Wow, this is a big plate of food to swallow, isn't it? And you know what's so troubling? Is that there are those that are dead set on forcing the United States into this project, into this process, with all of these unanswered questions and so much uncertainty, wanting to throw all of the money that we have and that we could ever find into climate change. Why are they thinking that way? And is there something, some reason they're doing it that hasn't been discussed yet? We'll be right back with the answer to that and more in our summary here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Did the little piggy cry wee, wee, wee all the way home?
You're home.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Mrs. A.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's an O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two and get one free. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner quickly cleans clogged injectors to increase fuel efficiency and help your vehicle run smooth. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Clarity of thought. Clarity of vision. Clarity of message.
TruthNewsNet.org.
Again, Dan Newman.
Clarity of thought. Doesn't anything come easily anymore, especially understanding a lot of information, but even being able to weigh through and find the facts and all of that? I don't know. Well, knowing all of this about climate change and the stuff that we just shared with you, how can we launch what would be the most exhaustive, most time-consuming, most expensive project in human history? No one knows how long it would take, even if mankind garnered enough proven factual information to justify doing so. And we certainly cannot afford to fund it, at least not in current world economic circumstances. Let me ask you a question. Knowing all this, and especially knowing that it would be impossible to do, why do you think the climate change advocates still push forward to initiate it? I spent a lot of time thinking through that and can only reach one conclusion. They're doing it to take control of every part of such a process, and doing that would necessitate controlling our entire political, economic, and industrial sectors, not just of the U.S., but of every country involved in it. Think about it. The necessary resources are not available without a combination of numerous, if not every, world country to assist in planning, implementing, and operating, and of course, its funding. Oh, there would be an absolutely necessary byproduct of this process. Power. I mentioned it up top today. Total and unilateral power would be necessary that would be given by all to some ruling entity. Now, do you think I'm kidding? Do you think I'm trying to scare you? Those of you who know me personally know that's not happening here. Can you think of any other way to get such a monstrosity created and put into operation and for it to operate successfully? There's never been anything like it. Earth has not seen it. Doing it would require massive power to accomplish. I'm not the first to think through and reach this result, but here's the caveat. I'm certain that many of the leaders in climate change are way ahead of the majority of world citizens who have signed on. These leaders know it will never happen, know it's impossible, and probably know it's not necessary, and they know it simply would not work. But they're keeping it out there because to get control of anything, you have to get control of the mindset of the people that can make anything happen. So what happens then when it's realized that it won't work? Well, they'll then have power. Massive power, and will be in control of multinational economies, politics, government, and even social functions. That's a utopia. Many despots through history have desired it, have longed for it, have invaded other countries. It's never been achieved. And fortunately for us, it never will be. Wow, don't laugh at me. George Orwell was thought by many to be a blathering idiot when he penned his book 1984. But much of what he predicted in his novel came true. And in fact, a bunch of it came true before the birth of that year, January 1st of 1984. Climate change, it's all over. We're hearing it and seeing it every day. And of course, the bookend of that is the impeachment, the pending impeachment of Donald Trump. I promised, and a reminder here, be back tomorrow as we'll discuss the latest in the, let's call it, Ukraine Gate, and all of the details that have already unfolded and will unfold before we get together tomorrow. Till then, have a great day. I'll see you soon. So long, everybody.
When madness is the norm, the truth is a radical act of courage. Remain calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. TNN, the Truth News Network.